Chapter 6. So, here's Jim Hawkins. I've always liked you. You can't go back to your own friends. You'll have to join me, said Long John Silver. My friends were still alive. Well, why are you here and where are my friends? I asked them. Yesterday morning, Dr. Livesey came to see us with a flag of truce. He said, let's bargain. We have got your stores, brandy, blockhouse and the firewood. They walked into the woods, said Long John Silver. Is that all? I asked. Yes, said Silver. And can I choose now? Yes, said Silver. I said, well, I ruined your plans. I made everything go wrong. I heard your plans. I was in the apple barrel. I told the squire, the doctor, and the captain about your plan. I stole the Hispaniola. I killed both men on the ship. I hid it. You won't find it. You can kill me. I'm not scared of you. The pirates stared at me. One of them tried to kill me. Long John stopped him. The pirates argued. The crew didn't look happy with Long John. They went outside to talk. We're in trouble. They'll kill us, but if I save your life, you'll stop me from hanging, Long John whispered to me. The pirates talked for a long time. They came back and gave Long John Silver the black spot. The black spot? On a page from the Holy Bible? What fool did that? Long John Silver asked. Enough, said one of the pirates. You know the rules. I know the rules. But do you? Long John asked. What have I done to upset you? You made a mess of this adventure. You let the squire, doctor, and captain go. You didn't let us chase them. Then there is the boy. Is that all? Asked Silver quietly. It was Anderson, George and Hans that made the mess. The boy is a hostage. When we are hurt, we'll need the doctor. You made me let them all go after the ship was gone. But I got the map. Long John Silver pulled the map out of his pocket and threw it on the floor. The pirates took back the black spot. The next morning, the doctor came to visit. He looked at the pirates and gave them medicine. He was surprised to see me, but he was happy. He asked, "Can I speak to Jim outside?" The pirates argued. Long John shouted, "Enough! Jim, give me your word you will not run away." I gave my word. "So, Jim, here you are. You ran away like a coward," said the doctor sadly. I started crying. "Jim, I can't have this. Let's run for it." "Doctor, I gave my word," said I. "I know, I know. We can't help that, Jim," he cried. "No, if they torture me, I might tell them where the ship is. I got the ship. She's in the North Inlet on the southern beach. At half tide, she must be high and dry," I replied. "The ship?" said the doctor. Long John Silver came and took me back into the house. The next day, we went to look for the treasure. My hands were tied with a rope. We followed the map and found the treasure was gone. A voice from the wood started to sing all of a sudden. The pirates were angry because there was no treasure. Long John untied my hands and gave me a gun. "Jim," he whispered, "take that and stand by for trouble." We moved very quietly away from the pirates. They were so angry. They shouted at Long John. Then they attacked. Long John shot George. The doctor, Gray, and Ben Gunn came to our rescue. "Forward," cried the doctor. Silver said, "Thank you, doctor. You came just in time." "And so it's you, Ben Gunn," he added. The doctor took us to the boats. The pirates ran away. We rowed to Ben Gunn's cave. The treasure was in the cave. Long John came with us. We moved the treasure onto the Hispaniola. We could hear the pirates. They were singing in the woods. We left them on the island. We put food and water on the Hispaniola and sailed for home. We met an English ship. Ben Gunn and Long John Silver stayed on the Hispaniola. We talked with the captain. When we came back, Long John Silver wasn't there. He took one of the boats and some of the treasure. The English ship gave us some sailors to help us sail back to England. We went back to Bristol. We came home with only 5 out of 20 men. We all got some of the treasure. Captain Smollett retired. Gray saved his money. He bought part of a ship. He got married and had children. Ben Gunn spent his money in 3 weeks. They gave him a house, but no more money. He's a good singer in church on Sundays. I don't know what happened to Long John Silver. I didn't see him again. I hope he's happy and comfortable. Ben Gunn said there was still treasure on the island. Lots of silver is buried there. But I wouldn't go back again. I was scared of the island. On dark nights, when I can't sleep, I can hear the voice of Captain Flint singing, "Pieces of 8, pieces of 8."